episode. We'll be right back. octopus, hands all over the place. She gestured, raising her arms upward in defense. The thing is, after a while, you get tired of fighting with him, you know. And after all, I didn't really do anything Friday and Saturday, so I kind of owed it to him. You know what I mean? She started to scratch. Sheila was giggling with her hand over her mouth. I tell you, I felt the same way. And even after a while, here she bent forward in a whisper. I wanted to. It was at this point that Mr. Jameson of the Clarence Darrow Post Office rang the doorbell of the large sticker-covered frame house. When Marsha Bronson opened the door, he helped her carry the package. What do you think it is? Sheila asked. I don't know. Inside the package, Waldo quivered with excitement. Oh, God, it's from Waldo. That schmuck, said Sheila. Waldo felt his heart beating. He could feel the vibrating footsteps. It would be soon. Waldo trembled with expectation. Soon. Well, you might as well open it, said Sheila. And both of them tried to lift his staple flap. He must have nailed it shut. They tugged on the flap again. Grasped the cutter by both handles, took a deep breath, and plunged the long blade through the middle of the package, through the masking tape, through the cardboard, through the cushioning, and right through the center of Waldo Jeffers' head, which split slightly and caused little rhythmic arcs of red to pulsate gently in the morning sun.
going.